Active Skills for Reading, 2nd Edition, Student Book 3, by Neil J. Anderson. Copyright 2008. Published by Thomson Heinle. All rights reserved. CD 1. Unit 1. Travel. Chapter 1. Selling India's Rainy Season.
Selling India's Rainy Season. In the spring, the heat intensifies over the northern Indian plains, pulling in humid air from the Arabian Gulf to the southwest. The first storms begin with dramatic displays of thunder and lightning, and by July, the rains sweep across the entire country. The rainy season, which lasts until October, brings cooler temperatures, new life to the dry brown fields, and often floods in the wettest areas. This is the monsoon, traditionally a joyful and very important time for Indian agricultural workers. It has been less happy for those who work in the tourist trade, because the number of visitors in this season tends to drop by half. For the last few years, however, there has been a movement to increase tourism, both foreign and domestic, during this normally slow time of the year. The agreed-upon goal is to bring more tourists to selected parts of the country. According to a report issued by an Indian industry group, appropriate destinations for the monsoon season must remain accessible by road during the wettest months and have a countryside that looks at its best during the rains. Tourist agencies in various states have responded to the challenge. Goa, the former Portuguese colony near Mumbai, and Kerala in the extreme south have begun offering monsoon packages. They say there are many reasons, in addition to the reduced off-season prices, to visit their states during this time of the year. One is to see the lush green landscapes. Goa has beautiful islands, waterfalls, lakes, dams, and wildlife sanctuaries that can be enjoyed during the monsoons, says Elvis Gomez, previous director of the tourism department in the state. Other attractions are the many colorful festivals. For example, Sri Jagannath Yatra, a festival held around the country at the beginning of the monsoon, features a colorful procession. A third is simply the joy of the season. As one Kerala promoter says, the splashing waters make the monsoon the favorite season in India. You can feel the magic. The washed streets and fresh leaves seem to smile with you. Resorts in the rain-soaked areas have added special facilities designed to attract monsoon visitors. For example, some have built water parks, areas with a series of connected pools, water slides, and fountains which people can splash around in, and open-air discos where people can dance when it pours. Some hotels have also constructed private patios next to their guest rooms so that their guests can shower naturally in the rain. The idea of enjoying a rainy holiday seems strange to many, but it has definite allure for Arab tourists from the dry Persian Gulf coast. To these visitors, rain is a very unusual event, and a wet vacation sounds exotic and delightful. Indian tour operators have taken notice and have started organizing special monsoon tours for Gulf visitors. Many of these guests come with their families and like to stay at large resorts where they can spend time together at the water parks or just sitting around a pool. Most visitors at the resort stay inside during wet weather, but these guests appear to prefer to be outdoors, even, or especially, when it rains. As fathers and their children in bathing suits swim or play in the rain, the ladies of the family, fully clothed but without umbrellas, sit and watch nearby. All are soaking wet and having a great time. As a recent visitor explained, if we had wanted to be in air conditioning, we could have just stayed in Kuwait.